King Glogley with Lugnuts closer AJ Meyer. AJ, first full season in minor league baseball. How do you feel now that we're into late August?
It is a drag, but it's a new season for me. Last year was my first short season, and it's definitely a long season, and it's definitely a grind.
So how do you do it? How do you stay in shape and mentally and physically?
Every day coming to the ballpark ready to play, staying on top of the weights and keeping your arm ready to pitch, getting with the trainer if you're injured, and just staying mentally focused every day.
What's it like lifting weights during the season? I mean, obviously you don't want to go out while you're sore or totally wiped out from a heavy lift in the morning.
Right. It's mostly to maintain your body, and the off season is more of getting after it and lifting more weights than you normally do during the season. So I'd say during the season is just basically maintaining everything that you have to at the beginning of the season.
How often or how many times per week would you guys go to the gym?
I think about two or three times we would go.
This is also your first full season as a closer and a reliever for that matter. How is it now? You're going through that routine versus being a starter the rest of your career?
It's definitely a change, but I like it a lot better than actually being a starter. You're always coming in when the game's on the line, no matter what. You're coming in tough situations. So it teaches you to be a competitor and just being a bulldog on the mound and going out there and getting three outs rather than having to worry about being a starter and trying to go five, six innings at a game.
It's different being a closer versus any other type of reliever because you know if the game is close and it's getting towards the end, you got a good chance to come into the ballgame. Have you kind of set up your routine around that? You know, you see it in the sixth or seventh inning, it's a one-run, two-run game. You have a feeling it might come down to a save situation?
Yeah, I do. About the sixth and seventh is when I start getting mentally focused and just seeing what the score is. And if we got a huge lead, I won't get as ready as I normally would if it's a four-run or three-run game. Other than that, yeah, I just watch as the game goes on and prepare myself from there.
So what kind of stuff do you have to do to prepare when you're down in the bullpen, both physically and mentally, to get ready to come out?
I do some band work, do some arm stretches and leg stretches, and then just get mentally focused on who's hitting and who I could possibly be facing and just about how to pitch them and go about getting just three batters out.
So what's it like when you come into a game that's just a one-run game versus a three-run game? You look up to that scoreboard and say, okay, I've got a little wiggle room to work with here?
Yes, but there's also Vince always helps me, too. If it's a three-run game, we always say, hey, it's a one-run game. Go out there and pretend like it's a one-run game. So every time I'm going out there, even if I go out there and it's not a save opportunity, I'm pretending it's like a one-run game because when I do get in them opportunities where it's a one-run game, I'm treating it and I know where I'm supposed to go and how to work in them situations.
So what's it like then after you get that third out? Maybe you've had a couple of guys on base. What's that like? What kind of feelings do you get after the end of the game like that?
It's a relief, I will say that. You're coming in when the game's on the line, and the whole team's pulling on you to do good. And after that last out, it's just everything just releases, and it's a great feeling.
You had a great June and a great July in terms of your number of runs given up, and you really haven't blown too many saves. But have you felt any different changes in the ways you've grown throughout the year and had some of these better months?
Yeah, I think I became more of a competitor, especially this is my first year being a closer. It was a total new role for me. Didn't know what to expect, didn't know how to take it at first. But I think I became a great closer, especially this only being my first year being one. And just having a whole new mindset of when I'm coming in the game rather than being a starter.
You set the single-season saves record for the Lansing Lugnuts franchise. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. That was my first goal all year. And then I want to win a championship and also have an opportunity to get moved up. But, yeah, that was one of my main goals was to set that record. And I saw, like, the actual league record was at 42. And I don't think I'll get that opportunity because we only got a few more games left. But, yeah, that was definitely one of my main goals, and it was awesome to achieve that, especially at home in front of all the fans.
When did you look up that stat? Was it right when the season started saying, hey, I want to get to that level?
Yeah, about a month into it. I saw what the stat was, and I said, hey, I'm going to go for it. And as I kept getting closer and closer, just kept getting more anxious to get out there and get my saves.
You mentioned the atmosphere at Cooley Law School Stadium. What's it like, and how does it compare to a place like Vancouver?
Well, I was only in Vancouver for a couple of days, so I couldn't really compare it to that, but compared to Bluefield, Cooley Law is a lot different, a lot more fans. It's a different atmosphere. It's a lot warmer here. It's a lot cooler in Bluefield, the weather-wise. But the fans are more into it, I would say, and they're cheering you on, and they're behind your back all the way.
So does that add something to you while you're out there in the close ball games?
Oh, yeah, it gives you a little boost. I mean, you never want to be on the road and have people booing you and telling you you know, you can't throw a strike. Yeah, the fans are always behind you, and it helps you concentrate a lot better.
You guys spend a lot of time down in the bullpen without having to go out and pitch just yet. When you're just passing the time, who are some of the funnier guys, the guys that keep it light out there?
I would say Brua and probably Champlin are the main guys trying to tell the jokes.
Of the bullpen guys, who is the best dresser and who is the worst dresser?
Oof. Best dresser? I don't know. I'm going to have to go with... I'm going to have to say me. The worst dresser... Probably, I'm just going to throw the catcher under the bush and say Schaefer.
AJ, thanks so much, and good luck the rest of the way. That was AJ Meyer, Lug Nuts closer. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more Lug Nuts baseball on Big Country 92.1.